This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Jim Bertel. AFP reports a river of boiling lava in the Democratic Republic of Congo came to a halt on the outskirts of Goma Sunday after the nighttime volcanic eruption sent thousands of terrified residents fleeing in panic. Thousands had fled during the night, and many families slept on pavements surrounded by their belongings under a night sky turned red by fire and fumes. Chinese state media says 21 people have died while running a mountain cross-country ultramarathon in the country's northwest after hail, freezing rain, and gale-force winds hit the high-altitude race. One runner who quit the race said other runners weren't dressed for winter-like conditions, many wearing short-sleeved tops. A woman who worked for the race organizers said there were no predictions of extreme weather for the day of the race. However, the local branch of the National Early Warning Information Center warned for the past 3 days of hail and strong winds. Iran's parliament speaker says international inspectors may no longer access surveillance images of the Islamic Republic's nuclear sites, escalating tensions amid diplomatic efforts in Vienna to save Tehran's atomic accord with world powers. The comments aired by state TV further underscored the narrowing window for the U.S. and others to reach terms with Iran. The Islamic Republic is already enriching and stockpiling uranium at levels far beyond those allowed by the 2015 nuclear deal. Iran media reports the country has started rolling blackouts, which officials blamed on heat, drought, impacting hydropower generation, and surging electricity demand, blamed in part on cryptocurrency mining. For more information on any of today's news, please go to voanews.com. This is VOA News. The United States says it will expand Haitian eligibility for a humanitarian program that grants deportation relief and work permits to immigrants who cannot safely return to their home countries. The plan will cover an estimated 150,000 Haitians already living in the United States. Democrats and pro-immigrant advocates had pressed the Biden administration to make more Haitians living in the country illegally eligible for deportation relief. Italian emergency services say 9 people were killed and 2 children seriously injured Sunday after a cable car plunged into the side of a mountain in northern Italy. The Ministry of Infrastructure says the accident occurred around 10:30 UTC as the car was about 100 meters from the summit. British health officials say a double dose of COVID-19 vaccines is almost as effective against the fast-spreading variant of the coronavirus first identified in India as it is against Britain's dominant strain. Britain's health ministry says the information is groundbreaking and is increasingly hopeful that the government will be able to lift more COVID restrictions next month. New coronavirus cases in the U.S. have decreased to rates not seen since June. AP's Ben Thomas reports.
The decrease in new coronavirus cases is sparking optimism that vaccination campaigns are stemming both severe COVID-19 cases and the spread of the virus. CDC Director Dr. Rochelle Walensky says the 7-day average has dropped below 30,000 cases per day.
The last time the 7-day average of cases per day was this low was June 18, 2020.
The average number of deaths over the last 7 days has also dropped to 552, a rate not seen since July. Health experts credit the rollout of vaccines for the dramatic turnaround. The CDC says more than 60% of people over 18 have received at least one shot, and almost half are fully vaccinated, though they note that's not enough to completely extinguish the virus. Ben Thomas, Washington.
Martin Bashir, the BBC journalist who tricked Princess Diana into giving an explosive interview, is apologizing to Princes William and Harry, but says claims linking his actions to her death were, quote, unreasonable. A report published on Thursday found that Bashir commissioned fake bank statements that falsely suggested